Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to On Your Mental. This is the podcast that shares candid, open, and sometimes vulnerable conversations between and about men. This week, I'm sitting down with the co-host, Kabir, and it's his birthday. So we're kind of running back the episode you did for my birthday, asking some hard-hitting questions about life. And he's talking about some lessons learned about himself and everything in between. So I hope y'all enjoy this week's episode. If you're not already, of course, make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. Leave a like if you like it. And we have a couple things that you might be able to comment on if you listen through on this one. So we'll see you in a second when the episode starts. Peace. Happy birthday, Kevs.
Hey.
I guess today it's early birthday.
It is.
And then when this is out, of course, it's late birthday. Happy belated.
Right.
Yes.
When's this getting posted?
June 6th.
Nice.
3 days later. Everybody say happy birthday to Cabs. Everybody say happy birthday to Kabir in the comments. And that's it.
That's
And just as you did for me on my birthday, you said that we should kick things off with some birthday shots.
Nice.
So look under your seat.
How many times do I get to punch you?
Birthday beats. How many years old are you? Yes, physically under. I mean, back right peg. Ooh, nothing but the best for you, buddy. Defrosted.
Nice.
Nothing but the best for old Cabs here. A little Crown and Coke, but you're missing the Coke. So check under your seat again, just right around the back.
Hey,
and
Zero.
It's Coke Zero. You can't have the calories. Nice. Oh, man. I'll let you open that up. We'll cut around it. I got to grab my mug anyways, but by the time we're back in 2 seconds, we'll have drinks with shots. All cinched up there?
Cinched.
Uh-oh. Hey, cheers, man.
Cheers, Rube.
Happy birthday to you, bud.
Thanks, man.
I think we might as well just make this a little tradition, you know? We do the birthday episode back and forth each year.
Yeah.
Keep people on their toes.
Yeah,
no,
I guess so.
Whatever it
on
means.
Their heels.
On their heels. Resting on your laurels. That's a saying. Anyways,
don't call me Laurel.
Don't call me Shirley. We will. We'll jump right into it. We're gonna start off. Everybody who's listening and watching, this is a follow up to Kabir doing a little birthday episode for me, where he put me in the hot seat. Now
I did Ruben. Now Ruben does me.
Cabs in the hot seat, please. Thank God. But we're just going to get right into it with some little warm-up questions, some softballs for you.
Good, please. So, as many softballs as you can. I don't think very fast. I don't think very fast.
Why say more word when less word do trick? First question, after we get through these, by the way, after we get through the warm-ups, there will be some real questions in here, some real saucy ones.
Mm.
Not that these aren't real questions.
Nice and easy.
First question, nice little softball to you. For you, in your mind, what would win album of the year this year in Kabir's world?
I haven't really been listening to music.
You fucking slut, this son of a bitch.
I was actually going to think it's not even this album in this year, but what's Silk Sonic's album?
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, there was a funny story. So we're in Miami, taking the Uber back to the Airbnb after one of the days at Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy's got he doesn't have TVs built into the back of the seats, but he's got some sort of thing. I think it's iPads.
Sure, just kind of mounted.
And he had Bruno Mars 24/7, something. It was just playing Bruno Mars videos.
Big Bruno Mars fan.
It was Silk Sonic videos, but it was mostly Bruno Mars. Yeah, and I was kind of tripping out, but it was really good.
And then he turns around and it's Bruno Mars. So the Silk Sonic album?
Yeah. Well, but that was November last year.
Hey, this is your world.
But I'm going to say album of the year hasn't happened yet.
Probably not. Is there one that you're expecting to be album of the year?
Kid Cudi.
Is it releasing this year?
Enter Galactic.
No way.
End of the summer. Yeah. So I'll have something to listen to for the next 3 years.
That's that's sick. I didn't realize it was coming out though. No kidding.
Yeah. Post Malone's new album is going to be released on my birthday too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what a good week.
Was it 24 Karat Toothache? That's the name of
yeah, I think so. Yeah. Something did you watch his little interview with Sean Evans, Hot Ones?
I think Yeah, what a little bit of it,
yeah. Apparently it's much shorter, like it's a short album, only like 44 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
And he says it's like a story, and I love that. That sounds right up my alley. What's in my alley?
Diagon Alley.
I'm looking forward to it too. What did he say? Diagon Alley? Anyway, so Silk Sonic, hey? I personally wasn't a big fan of it, but this is your world. So hey, album of the year goes to Silk Sonic, everybody. Second little warm-up softball question for you, Cabs. If you had to pick the best Batman on screen, who would it be and why? And for everybody listening and watching, our audience, Cabs is, if you didn't know, a big Batman fan. Even drives a Batmobile.
True, but I didn't watch the, well, I don't think anyone like our age has the Michael Keaton Batman.
I have not watched the Michael Keaton Batman.
Batman. Apparently he did a really good job.
Really?
Yeah, I just wouldn't say so, but from the Batman
that
I've watched.
So really it's down to like what, two?
Three.
Who's the third one that you've seen?
Ben Affleck.
Oh yeah.
Clooney played Batman. Ben Affleck. Robert Pattinson and Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm. Who's it gonna be?
I'm going to have to go with Christian Bale only because
I already knew Dynamite the
movie.
Top what movie all time, would you say? Dark Knight.
I would say, in my opinion, best movie all time.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to the Oscar.
I would say best movie of all time.
Yeah.
Personal opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right up there with Lion King original.
Yeah. Yeah. You said that before too. Yeah. You know, I can't disagree. I think that
favorite movie of all time.
I think it's the movie I have watched the most as well. Oh, yeah. Is The Dark Knight. I think I've told you that story too, right? The iPod. When I had the iPod Nano, and it was like the first one where you could watch videos on it, right? I was on a trip I think it was a family trip. Me and my mom to Hawaii, and the only movie I loaded on that thing was The Dark Knight. And I swear, even on that trip, I must have watched it like 7-8 times.
Wow.
And I've continued to rewatch it many, many times over, but I think you've watched it more than I have for sure. You know,
it's nice that you get all my references whenever they come out. Didn't I use a new one last week or something?
You might have.
The one I've never used before.
Which one was it though?
I don't remember it now. It's gonna bother me.
Yeah. When you were on Discord?
No.
No,
it was in person. Yeah. I think it was in person. What was the last episode we did?
We filmed
you was it Shandy? No.
No, it was Nate.
It was Nate.
Nate and David.
Maybe it wasn't that one. Anyways.
Fuck.
I'll figure it out. I'll reference it.
If he remembers it, it'll come up.
Yeah.
Think hard. Okay, next question. Who would be your Freaky Friday pick? This is just a follow-up since you asked me my Freaky Friday pick.
Lizzo's boyfriend.
Yes, and I'm Lizzo. I'm Lizzo. Fuck. Really?
No.
Who would be your Freaky Friday?
I'd have to go with like a...
It'd have to be someone with a huge penis.
No, it has to be someone that's like, that I recognize as being like happy and carefree all the time.
Hmm. Why do you say that, Cap?
Because I was thinking about like, it's all about what the person is thinking, right? More of like a ignorance is bliss type thing, where it doesn't matter what they have if they're happy, you know?
Well, someone who's living a content life.
So it's got to have someone, a little bit of money, I guess.
A little bit of money. So who's it going to be?
Maybe someone like Tom Hardy.
Oh, that's a nice one. And he seems like a pretty down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, stays out of the spotlight as well.
Stays out of the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I haven't really thought about this question too much.
That's why I'm hitting you on the spot now.
Maybe you could pick someone happier, though. Yeah. I know you might just be angry all the time. Like in, what was that movie?
He seems happy. He's got a dog.
Does he have a dog?
He does have a dog. He's got like a good relationship with his dog. I think he talks about him a fair bit.
What kind of dog does he have?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Tom Hardy, man? It's your Freaky Friday pick. This guy.
Dan Bilzerian.
Lock it in.
Final answer.
Sick. Cool, man. So you'd Freaky Friday either Tom Hardy or Dan Bilzerian, but on the actual answer there, you're saying someone who is a bit more content with their life, happy, carefree.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're not carefree, Cabs?
Not as carefree as I used to be, I feel like.
Interesting. Used to be.
I don't know if it's just this year or I feel like I'm not living in the moment as much.
Not as
grounded as I usually am.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know.
Someone help.
Somebody
help.
Somebody help.
Okay. Well, hey, maybe we'll get into that because that might just sauce itself up later. We're still in the softball questions here. I don't mean to put you in the hot seat too quick. Anyways, that's all I have for the softballs.
Oh.
So we'll get right into the real questions here. First up, boxers or briefs? Most important question I'm going to ask today.
Neither.
Oh, scandalous.
Probably briefs.
Yeah, briefs. Okay. Thank God, man. Yeah.
What am I, in high school?
If you're a man and you're not wearing briefs, fucking control yourself, man. You
know, even if you're wearing like, not like tidy whiteys, but like between briefs and like Speedo length. I think that's even more, I wouldn't wear that myself, but it's more appropriate than boxers at this age.
Because we're talking boxer briefs.
What are regular briefs?
Like, I think that's more like a tidy whitey. That's a brief.
That's real brief.
That's really brief. Very brief. Brief exit.
To the point and straight to it. Yeah. No funny business.
You ever too lazy to pull your pants down to pee? Like drop the front down?
You go through the fly, you mean?
Bro, no. If I'm wearing shorts, I go through the bottom of the short.
I haven't done that in so long.
I find it so much easier. Especially if I'm at the gym, I don't have to untie the shorts. I can just like yank to the side.
I guess so. But then you get like a little drippage on the inner
thigh. No, you give it a good shake.
How far are you pulling it up?
I'm yanking it all the way across to the other side. I'm not just letting it skid down the side of my leg, dude.
I know, but like, some serious exposure.
I find it so much more convenient, less time consuming. I'm a man of very little time. Waste not, want not. Okay, gotta jump right into it, man. So your briefs.
Briefs.
Okay, lock it in.
Final answer.
So jokes aside, real questions starting. I hope you're ready for it.
Not really, but.
Cabs, you're turning 27 years old. The big 27. You think about that? 3 years away. 30. Fucking crazy.
It's pretty nuts.
It is pretty nuts. But thinking about your last year, I mean, we're going to be doing a little bit of reflecting today. Thinking of in your 20s, and that's it. It will be the title of this episode is Lessons at 26 or Lessons in Your 20s. It'll be something like that. Life lessons, something along those lines. Because I want to ask you some of your takeaways. So what do you think would be the biggest lesson, maybe life lesson that you learned in the last year?
I don't know if there's any new life lessons I've learned in the past year. It's more like reaffirmed some of the stuff I already suspected.
Suspected. That's the right word.
There's always going to be balance in every part of life, I feel like. Whether that is mindset, could be work, could be health. There's always going to be a balance. And I think that's what you need to be okay with. And I am okay with it as well, because mood changes, as I've told you recently, is a big thing. But there's always going to be low days, there's always going to be high days. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the opposite one more intense, I guess, right?
For sure.
Low days make the happier days better.
Mm-hmm. It gives you your point of reference.
Mm-hmm. So no new lesson, like I said, but... Yeah, I'm starting to realize that stuff more and more.
Mm-hmm. Maybe paying more attention to it.
Paying more attention to it. But I don't know if that's a good thing, though.
I think it might be a good thing.
You think it is? Like, sometimes I'm asking myself, like, with this mental health stuff, and then just being more aware of it in general, it's hard to, like, sometimes it's hard to recognize the benefits of it.
I get what you're saying. You know what I mean? I get exactly what you're saying, as though... When you focus on being aware of these things, or when you are more aware of these things, rather, you're more aware of the bad times. You're more aware of the sadness or stress or whatever negative emotion it might be. Mm-hmm. You're more aware of it.
It's almost like you're paying more attention to it. So it's taking a bigger toll on you, almost.
It's exactly like what you just said earlier about your Freaky Friday.
Right.
Right. It's ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know these things, how can you be upset by them?
Right.
But would you say that it's worse to not be aware, as difficult as it may be sometimes to focus on these things or be in tune with it? Do you think it would be worse to not know why you're feeling a certain way?
Yeah, definitely. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, just looking at it like from an objective perspective, for like a critical, if I'm looking at myself from the outside,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be worse not knowing what the problem is or where it's coming from,
mm-hmm.
or what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But it's almost like there's more responsibility on yourself,
yeah.
when you're aware of all these things.
I would agree.
Mm. But I think that's what becoming an adult is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, to that point too, I think in this last year, more than ever, I've heard you communicate to me, at least, about like when things are off for you. And like without me digging or prying or like trying to get you to open up. You know what I mean? You've been more than willing to say, hey, like this week I'm feeling a little off. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Right. And that's cool. I think that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that lesson of, or reaffirming or confirming of your suspicion that there is balance in life and that you need to be aware of both sides of that balance. I think that's a good lesson,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess so.
I think so. I like that you point that out too, right? Because we've talked about that many times on other episodes this year, right? We've talked about there being balance and all kinds of stuff, and you have to appreciate the good because you know bad will come, and
yeah.
appreciate the bad because you know good will come too. It goes both ways. Next question for you, buddy. What would you say is the biggest thing that you learned about yourself this year?
I think the biggest thing I learned about myself is not, it might be a bad thing actually.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Which is, in high school, I was a very big procrastinator.
Sure.
And I think that has followed me. It's haunting me.
Into adulthood.
Yeah, I think it has.
Hmm. In what ways do you see it kind of presenting itself in your life now?
I find myself in front of opportunities to like progress through work or something, stuff like that. Mainly through work.
Hmm.
And I'm just too lazy, or I just put stuff off because it's not like a, you know, doesn't seem like a necessity.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You've talked about that kind of feeling complacent,
mm-hmm.
before.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of tie into that at
all? I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's like a worry that I'm not doing enough,
mm-hmm.
but also the laziness takes over.
Not taking the next step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've found that I am super lazy in a lot of aspects of my life.
What aspects?
Well, I'm probably a little bit hard on myself, but I think it's mostly the work.
I mean, hearing you talk right now.
Yeah.
But it's okay. That's a reflection.
Yeah. I think it's mostly work. I think I'm just worried about work,
mm-hmm.
progressing through it,
mm-hmm.
and just becoming an adult, I guess.
Now, for a moment here, what do you mean by progressing through it?
Applying for a new position, mm-hmm. more education if I need to, which I could, which I probably should.
Says who? That's playing devil's advocate.
Says my conscience.
I'm a big proponent of doing more by all means.
Yeah.
Right. But it's your own mind speaking to you, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just the laziness, man.
I wouldn't call it laziness.
Yeah.
But it's your, this is how you see it. So I'm not going to correct you on it, but I see it more of just not taking initiative, being less action oriented about a thought.
Right.
Or something that you want to go for. Because there are things that you want to do, right?
I mean,
clearly, you're looking at things. Like, when's the last time something came up where you're like, oh, I'd want to take that job?
Actually, never.
Never? Oh, never. Hey. So, just wondering what's out there.
Yeah, not even. It's more like, I feel like I should be doing more and, like, applying for a different position and, like, I just feel like I should be doing more sometimes.
Mm. How long have you been in your current role for?
Probably like 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm with you.
Pays pretty solid.
Pays pretty solid. But it's not about the money. It's about the challenge. Nah, it's about the money, guys.
It's about the money.
I fucking go for it, man.
I definitely should. I think there's just, I think I need to change my mindset before I can do it. Well, that's just like, that could be the laziness talking.
That's the lack of initiative talking, Cavs. I think that you see the possibility. I don't think it's the same. Laziness would mean that you would never do anything about it. Laziness would mean that you don't even want to do anything about it. I think lack of initiative means that you do want to do something about it. You're just not taking that step.
Come see, come saw.
Come see, come saw. Sorry, this isn't supposed to be a grill fest.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man. So you would say that your biggest lesson, to summarize that last little bit here, and again, everybody listening, watching to Kabir's birthday episode here, this is a point of reflection. I want to say to you as well here, Cabs, this is not a bad thing to think about this stuff. I mean, to your point of like, when you think about balance and mental health, like, is it just feeding negativity into your own mind if you're focusing on this stuff all the time? I think maybe, yeah, if you sat there and just like overanalyze yourself all day, that might be a little detrimental to how you feel. But I think in doses like this, where you are reflecting, or in the moments where you start to feel not yourself per se, like you've been having a bad week or something like that, reflection is good. And as part of the process to understand who you are as like yourself when you look inward. So I think it's a good thing overall. It's a good lesson to have. And that lesson being that you think that you're lazy, or the thing that you learned about yourself, that you think that you're lazy, by all means, think that. But I think otherwise. Let the record show. I think otherwise. So turning 27.
No.
No, thank you. Pass. Turning 27, what's the mindset that you're bringing into different aspects of your life? Let's say it's like those check-in episodes that we do, where we talk about our work life, our personal life, and our mental health. What's the mindset you're bringing into each of those three aspects turning 27?
Work life. Work life's the only one I think I would want to, and I would personally need to say, like, I need to improve on. It's more of like the mindset behind it. And again, like taking action. So I want to go in there with a more determined, serious mindset. And there was this book I was looking at.
Whoa, newsflash, Kabir can read.
Never said I could read.
I was looking at it. This is a book you're looking at.
I read the spine of the book.
Oh, that's good.
You know who, remember the... David Goggins?
Yeah.
Guy, we see a couple of his videos and he's just running and he's talking to the guy.
Yeah, I know so David Goggins. You get your ass up and you go to work.
He's one of them where he's like, when you can't wake up early in the morning or something, he's like, put your camera on, film yourself in the morning. He's like, film yourself and see what kind of bitch you're being. And watch it later. I actually do that one of these mornings.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having trouble waking up early.
Just fucking puts the camera on, you bitch.
But I've been watching a lot of his like his talks and stuff, and he was on one of Joe Rogan's podcasts. And,
oh yeah.
He wrote a book. So I think my first step is gonna be buying that book.
Go for it.
Read it. Because he's a crazy dude.
Dude, he's a fucking dude. Firecracker in a person, yeah. Man.
Got it. I think he's broken a couple Guinness World Records or something.
And have you looked into like any of his story at all, like his life story?
I have. It was a while ago when I watched some of his stuff, his videos where he talked about his life and his like family growing up. He had a hard like.
Didn't he struggle with weight too? I thought that he was like,
he struggled quite with overweight. There's a video of him sitting on like a dock, and just like only water around him, and then. He was explaining how swimming is, or water is just his biggest fear. And he had his feet tied up and he had his arms tied up, or he had his hands tied up. And he was talking to the camera and then he just went in.
Jesus.
And his feet were
fucking
tied.
Fucking Houdini'd himself.
And then he swam to whatever the closest shore was.
He's a, would you see him as a role model then as far as like taking on fear or battling in action?
I think once... if I read his book and like, yeah, I mainly just want to read his book. And then if that changes anything in me, then I can appreciate what he's done. And then I would, yeah, probably see him as a role model.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. I'll hold you to reading the book.
Yeah.
I'll keep you tagged on that.
The funny thing is I've had the link open on my phone.
Yeah.
On Amazon for his book for like months.
I do that
just
too.
Ready to buy it.
I keep the tab there to remind me to do it and eventually get to it. Yeah. You should buy it. You should buy it right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll do it right now.
Buy it right now. I hope everybody watching today, by the way, loves these fucking big old pasty things here that I call legs. Even just resting my other leg on it, it's like left it all red and raw over here already. Red and raw, the title of your sex tape.
Little R&R. $17.
This podcast costs us $17.
Let me just switch to savings.
Got to move my money from the way my bank account is set up. I think that was probably Kevin Hart's Tuesday best special.
That was pretty good. Sign in.
He's doing it, everybody. Whoa, Nelly. What's the book called, by the way?
Done.
Ordered.
It says, Can't Hurt Me.
Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins.
I think it's a lot of it is about his life.
Mm.
Yeah. Retired Navy SEAL, Armed Forces, a lot of stuff.
No, he's got quite the track record.
Yeah.
Quite the life.
Former Guinness World Record holder for completing 4,030 pull-ups in 17 hours.
Jesus. Shout out to David Goggins. Yeah. I mean, myself, for a moment here, I know this is your birthday and you're talking about David Goggins, and I think that's, like, he's definitely an inspirational human being as far as, like, the determination that he has. I think from, like, face value, it's easy to be thrown off by, like, the kind of character that he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just very in your face, very, like, go.
Yeah.
Look at yourself in the morning on camera and look at how much of a bitch you're being. Like, that kind of thing. It's, like, it's very extreme.
It is.
But you can't argue with the fact that he has done a lot in his life. He's made extreme positive changes, and he's influencing a lot of people positively, including perhaps yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So that's your personal, or that's your work life.
Work life.
How about personal and mental health? What's the mindset you're bringing into those aspects of your life at 27?
Personal life, I'm just realizing the circle is getting smaller, I think.
It is, man.
It is, right?
I feel sad sometimes thinking about it.
I was more sad thinking about it, like, I think a few years ago when it hadn't really happened yet.
Yes.
It's already starting to happen. It's already, like, happening.
Bro.
But, like, it's kind of coming to terms with it, you know?
You know, what is it, the last episode of The Office?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's in the last episode, and Andy has a cutaway, and he says to the camera, it's while they're in the office, I think he's there, and he says, I wish there was a way for you to know that you're in the good times while you're in the good times.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of like that. It's that feeling. Not that there aren't going to be more good times to come.
Yeah.
Right. But circles are getting smaller.
It is.
So what's the mindset you're bringing into that then? Sorry to cut you off earlier.
No. Don't know if there is one.
No? No mindset?
Yeah. Go with the flow, you know?
Go with the flow. That's a mindset.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because more, I guess before I used to be worried about, like a few years ago, I'd be worried about, you know, guys not hanging out, or like you don't have the big group trips going on as often as we normally would.
Mm-hmm.
But just coming to terms with that.
Coming to terms with it.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's still around. No one's like moved away far. So.
But the reality is the dynamics of the friend groups are different.
Yeah.
Right. Very different from just 3 years ago.
Yeah. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck you, COVID. You son of a bitch. You fucking ruined it. But who knows, right? I mean, things happen the way they happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say if things would have panned out the same way they are, if things were different, if there wasn't a pandemic. But it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking multiverse of madness over here.
I mean, it's still kind of going, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Monkeypox.
Big monkeypox coming through. Hey. I was going to try and make a monkey sound, but I couldn't think of like a good one.
Yeah, there's not very many good ones.
I used to pride myself on being able to do like a chimpanzee kind of scream as a kid.
Yeah.
But not going to bother. So going with the flow as far as personal life goes, because you're acknowledging that things are different.
Yeah.
Dynamics are shifting. Friend groups are perhaps reorganizing.
Yeah,
that's the way I see it.
Yeah, I think it's not something I want to stress about.
No, because it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I'll let things happen, and I'll place myself where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. Trust that the chips will fall the way they're supposed to fall.
Yeah,
you can think about it. And I guess this is kind of like your point earlier about thinking about mental health stuff. Thinking about even something like this, when you ruminate on any idea that makes you sad, it's sad to sit there and think about it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is easier to just say, I know this is going to be okay. And we're going to be fine. People are going to be friends the way they're supposed to be friends. And that's all right. Fuck! All right. Well, that leaves your last...
Ruminate, huh?
Yeah, ruminate.
Ruminate.
Yeah, ruminate it.
What is ruminate?
I've trademarked.
I've heard ruminate like so many times.
Yeah.
What does it mean? Marinate?
I can't give you a...
Marinate.
A definition. It's kind of the idea of marinating. It's marinating an idea in your mind, isn't it? It's letting it kind of sit there.
Yeah.
Settle. Ruminates. You know what? Google.
The fancy...
Think deeply about something.
The fancier tense of marinate.
Pretty much, yeah.
Think deeply about something.
Think deeply about something.
Mm.
Yeah, so you let it ruminate. Yeah, when you think deeply about friendship dynamics changing, I'm sure a lot of people who listen to us, you're probably like similar in age. I'm sure you've noticed friend circles changing in your life,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's that fucking way of life. I used to never believe it, to be honest, when our parents would tell us, like friends' parents, would talk to us all as a big group of friends and say like, oh, like this isn't going to be like this forever. Yeah. Like this is going to change. I would always say like, nah, like this is us.
Yeah.
You know, this is our big group of 20 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow that's sustainable.
Yeah. I mean, made it pretty far.
We did make it pretty far.
Yeah. I mean, it's still there. Yeah.
It's still there. It's just the dynamic is changing.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's okay. That last aspect of your life coming into 27 year would be your mental health. What's the mindset you're taking towards mental health for this next year?
Gonna kick it in the ass.
Fuck yeah, yeah. That's the mindset. Yeah. Gonna put it in a headlock.
Yeah.
The crowd's cheering.
Yeah. From The Office, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what else he says, but
yeah, I forgot what else he says. Mm. I don't know. Gonna. Let's see how it goes. I don't know.
That's not kicking it in the ass.
Yeah.
When you say kicking in the ass, does that at all mean just getting a really good handle on it?
I think I just need to get back where I was before, which was like last year, I guess.
Hmm.
When did things start going on a decline?
And
it might have been earlier this year, actually. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I can't pinpoint where things started going on a slow decline.
And what is the decline to you? What is on decline?
Just my daily mood.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was a lot more grounded before.
Sure.
Probably just like, yeah, at the beginning of the year.
It would be very hard to pinpoint what changed.
Hmm.
Do you think it at all ties in to how you're feeling with work? Because I feel like work, you've mentioned it a couple times in our conversation already today. Like, I feel like work is perhaps eating away at you.
I feel like it is a little bit. Like each like maybe a couple months that goes by, it becomes a bigger worry. Just don't really need to be worrying about it per se, but
that's a funny place to be in. You know, you have a fine job. You've said it pays fine, mm-hmm. right? Pays well.
Pays good.
Good even. Not good fine. Even.
Well, yeah.
But then still, you need change. I think it ties back to that whole, and this is related to mental health too. You need to be pushed to grow. You need to mm-hmm. change. You need to challenge yourself. And if you've been doing the same thing for 3 years, there's only so much like extracurricular you can do, like outside of the responsibilities of any job.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. You can take initiative on some things, right? You can suggest changes, all this kind of stuff, but there's only so much you can do before you might need an actual change in role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In responsibility. Next question here. These are his mindsets. So the first one was that this was for work. You're gonna read a book.
Yeah, you're gonna read a book, and hopefully I'll be a new man.
Newman.
Hopefully it's 10 pages. That kind of pages.
It really struggles with reading. And then for your personal life, you said that you're gonna go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And for your mental health, you're gonna kick it in the ass and try to get back to a place where you feel your mood is up to where it was, say, last year.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. There's your summary of the last question, everybody. Next question here would be, and not to suggest that you need to be and not to think about this thing too much, because I do believe that it is self-sabotaging to think about wanting a relationship and needing a relationship. But would you be ready for a relationship or love if it came into your life at this point?
Would I be ready for it? Mm-hmm. Would I be ready?
Ready.
The thing is, I'd always be ready for it.
Mm.
Ready in the sense that if it felt right, I'd probably let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that is my downfall. That's the downfall.
Career Sandu, everybody.
I'll be here all night.
That's your downfall.
Because I'd be ready for it, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But that is probably not the best thing for me.
Hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
And this is just asking questions. This is not me trying to get you to yes. No. This is just me asking questions.
Yeah. Because I always end up not wanting to be in the relationship after a year.
Mm-hmm. And history would show.
Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. I found out it's never anything wrong with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me getting bored and
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm bored. Don't want to really be with the same person.
Mm-hmm. Not going to be a relationship guy.
Maybe. Is it an immaturity thing, though?
I wouldn't call it that. I would never want to label anything about you as immature. Right. But that's me being your friend.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's immature.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's a lust component to it? And I'll bring that up because Kendrick Lamar, great album, came out. Miss Morale and the Big Steppers.
Mm-hmm.
He talks in there about being with his wife. I want to say wife. If it's not, it's a long-term partner, whatever. Being with her for a very long time and still talking to other women, yeah. messaging other women, sleeping with other women. And they've stuck it out, but he's talked about lust in a way, kind of always being something present in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel lustful once in a relationship and wanting to leave for the urge to be with other people? Or do you just not want to be in that relationship anymore? Because those are two different things. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think where like maturity might come in. I don't know that's maturity, but anyways.
Right. I think it's there's a lust aspect for sure. But there's also, it's the feeling of not wanting to be tied down and having, I'd want freedom.
Mm.
But then you're like, freedom in what aspect? What do you need freedom
mm-hmm.
for?
Mm-hmm. And why can't it coexist with another person?
Yeah. Because there definitely is a lust aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And that's fine, by the way.
Yeah.
First of all, like, it's better that you recognize that and then get yourself out of the relationship.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but there's definitely a freedom part that I haven't really looked into as well.
And that, I mean, I've talked about that before. I want to say maybe sometime last year, I also talked about it as a way of feeling like I want this need of freedom as though I'm able to, that without a relationship, then I'm able to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
What I'm learning in my current relationship is that I still have freedom. I have the freedom to make the decisions I want to make and do the things I want to do, and that I can have a partner there that supports those things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And to go back to that bit about like maturity or immaturity or whatever, you've known me for a long time. For a very long time, I think that I've suffered from like a lustful kind of aspect in my life too. Not that it's a bad thing, but I've come across more and more stuff, whether it be videos online or reading through articles or anything like that, where. And it's that same fucking lyric by J. Cole that always comes back to me in the song Love Yours, that there's always going to be someone else out there. That's the premise of what he says. Mm-hmm. He says it in other words, but there's always going to be someone else out there. You can always look at someone else to fit some other need that you have, but you're never going to be happy until you love yours. I feel like I very much love my partner. And I think that I don't feel like I've lost freedom or sacrificed freedom in any way being with this person.
Right.
And so I hope the same for you sometime, but at the same time, Cabs,
yeah,
you don't have to.
How long have you guys been together, though?
I know, it's only been a short time.
Yeah.
Right? So who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
Yeah.
But I'm feeling good.
There must be some, like there's something in men, I feel like, that there's just a lust, like natural lust thing going on, you know?
I think so. I think it's kind of shown to us.
Make excuses here.
No. But I think it is shown to us to be that way. I mean, a lot of people that men might idolize and look up to live this lifestyle of going out and about with however many women, whoever many times, whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not that that sentence made any sense. However many women, whoever many times. Cool. But I get what you're saying, though.
Right.
I think that it's kind of like taught to us that that's cool. You know, that it's sick if you can pull a bunch of women.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's a part of you. Do you ever feel like, I mean, nearing 30 here. Do you ever feel like you want to like, that you want to like capitalize on your youth?
I did feel like that, like maybe like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm starting to realize that's like not as important, you know? I'm starting to realize it's more about the quality of relationships you have and like memories and stuff and you know, the classic cliche stuff people say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the cliche stuff is as you get older, you start to realize that's actually what makes the most sense.
There's so much truth in it all. It is. Yeah. So I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong in how I'm interpreting what everything you're saying, but it's like the way that you see relationships is positive. You understand what the value of a relationship is and that you can have those things that you just mentioned. But for you right now, it's not at all a priority, but if it happened, it happened. But you feel as though if it did happen, you might find yourself in the same position you're in now.
Yeah. I think that's why I'm actively avoiding relationships though.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing too. We could unpack that sometime, but actively avoiding relationships.
Yeah.
I did the same. So I'm not going to dig into you on that at all.
Yeah.
All right, Cabs. As we're nearing the end of our conversation we've got two more. I've got two
my
more
birthday
questions.
Is it Hell Week?
Shark Week.
When is Shark Week?
Is it?
No, when?
When?
I feel like I it comes know, around dude. When nobody nobody realizes.
It just comes out of nowhere and Discovery says it's Shark Week. it's not
a
real thing.
Through the year.
It's like half of the holidays that happen these days. People say like International Boyfriend Day, International Girlfriend Day, that kind of shit. None of that's real. Okay, guys? Yeah. None of it's fucking real. Anyways, we got two more questions for you. I got two more questions for you. I say this like this is some fucking show. It is.
Yeah.
I got two more questions for you. First thing, forget the money. What would you want to be doing in life?
Anything?
If money was not part of the equation.
NBA.
NBA.
Probably NBA. Still.
No kidding.
I don't know what it is. I think it's still the love for basketball.
Yeah.
And then it would also be the... It would have to be the appreciation from the crowd.
I was going to say, if it's not to do with the money, then like, could you just play basketball anywhere? But no, you want the appreciation too.
No, it'd have to be pro.
That's sick.
It'd have to be pro, yeah.
Hmm.
Got to make my comeback to basketball this year.
Absolutely.
Got to do it.
At 27.
At 27.
So we got a book to hold him to. We got basketball to hold him to. Got to
learn to read first.
It's one hell of a year coming up. Man. Well, I mean, look at Jake Cole. That dude's jumping into pro leagues, right?
So I
not
a,
the
hit
NBA,
a, hit
but
a three the other day.
Yeah, yeah. If he can do it, you can do it. Do you think if you put in genuinely? Do you think if you put in the hours? Do you think it? I guess that ties into that whole like money's no object. Like if you could make it a career essentially, 40 plus hours a week spent training on basketball, in whatever facet that is, whatever part of it.
Mm.
Do you think that you could make a push to do some kind of professional basketball? Maybe not NBA, but
how much do other professional basketball players get? Like,
we're not talking about fucking money here.
Oh, man. We're not talking. Oh, yeah,
this is without the money.
Mm.
I think he could.
I think so.
I think I could. And that's just.
Yeah.
I know nothing. I know nothing about basketball. I just love you, and I think you're sick. So.
Yeah, if it wasn't about the money, I think so.
Yeah. I think that that's an interesting thing about dreams, you know? It's that's probably the biggest hindrance for anybody's dream, right? Is money, right? It's the income around it. And you need to pay your bills to live your life. So how often can you say that I can take this risk and dive into something like that, right?
Yeah.
It's very hard without the infrastructure around you to support that kind of thing with any dream.
We're the only species of animal that pays to be on this planet.
Yo, think about that for a second. Yeah. Damn.
Dinosaurs didn't pay.
Dinosaurs sure didn't pay. T-rex. They paid with their lives. T-Rex is a good swimmer.
Yeah, T-Rex is a great swimmer, dude.
Did you know?
Crazy.
Yeah, y'all should check out that new prehistoric planet on Apple TV Plus. That that dude fucking swims, I tell ya. Yeah.
T-Rex.
Ask the question.
For everyone watching at home, I guess leave a comment. I don't know. I'd read it if you left the comment. Imagine this. You're in the water. Let's say, I don't know, you're in Mexico.
Off the coast of South Africa.
Off the coast of South Africa. You're swimming in the ocean with your family or something. You see a shark fin, the water coming straight towards you and your family. You're yelling, shark, you're swimming as fast as you can. In the distance, you see a T-Rex coming towards the same. Sharks cover from here. T-Rex, you're swimming this way. T-Rex, you see cover from here. Are you swimming any faster if you see the T-Rex coming?
Do you have a T-Rex gear?
Do you have another gear to go? Or are you already swimming as fast as you can if you see the shark? Shark. T-Rex. Because they're good swimmers.
He says this all in the fucking rap jersey. Rap shirt. Man. Okay, so.
Could you swim any faster? I don't think I could.
I think that you're at your peak speed when you've seen the shark. You're going as fast. I don't know, though. If you caught like a little shoulder look and it's like, holy fuck, that's a T-Rex. You might just like barrel a little quicker, you know? But I feel like you might even lose speed because you'd sacrifice like the form. And now all of a sudden you're just flailing in the water. Right. Dead.
Right.
Death by a T-Rex.
Yeah. Or you might, I probably wouldn't be able to swim any faster. Mm-hmm. If anything, I might just give up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sink to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Save you might my think family.
If I'm flailing too much, you might come towards me.
Yeah.
You guys keep swimming.
Idiots.
He's coming for me. Don't worry. Keep going.
Part of me for a second was wondering, how do we get to this? But no, it was we're the only species on the planet that pays. Oh, and dinosaurs paid with their lives. There we go. That's a good point, man. That's a good point. We are the only species on the planet that pays to live on this planet. And shout out to capitalism, dog. I fuck with it.
Shout out to greed.
They got some cool shit out there with capitalism. Anyways, last question here for you, Caps. And thanks for sticking it out. This is the exact question that you asked me, I believe, at the end of our episode, which was the Kabir of 27. What would you say, and what would your message be to the Kabir of 28?
Well, I'm not 27 yet.
Well, okay.
So I got to picture myself. I got to pretend I'm 27, first of all.
So 4 days later.
Huge mustache.
In four days.
I'd say, I'm going to kick your ass.
Watch out, man.
You better be feeling better than how I'm feeling now.
Boom.
That's about it, actually. I think that's all I care about. Your mood better have picked up.
That seems to be the only pain point you've talked about today.
Yeah. You better feel like how you were at 25. You better look pretty good, too. You better be playing basketball.
Mm-hmm. You better know how to read.
Better know how to read. You better have read several books, actually.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You better be deadlifting again.
Oh, whoa. Come on.
Better be single. There you go. You failed if you're in a relationship.
If my girlfriend's watching this right now, get the fuck out of my house.
Fuck your girlfriend.
That's awesome.
Straight from me. I think that's all I got.
That's dope, man.
Yeah,
that's dope. Cool. Well, Cavs, happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man.
Turning 27. I hope that you have a wonderful year, and I hope the next year when it comes around you look back on this video and you see how these things went and see how things changed.
I will.
And anything else that you wanted to add?
No, man. These questions made me think.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Didn't say thanks.
Yeah, true. Well, I hope that they made you think in a good way. Mm. I hope they made you reflect and think about stuff, and everybody listening to this conversation too. Hope maybe you took some of these questions and thought,
yeah.
What did I learn this last year about myself?
I'm turning 15.
I need to get my homework done. Mom, come watch this video that I'm checking out right now. It's really good. Look at this guy. He's talking about dinosaurs. Look at the T-Rex. Anyways, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this conversation. We will keep this tradition up, so you'll see one of these, I guess, March next year. And then Cap's back again in June. Update on what's going on with the podcast. So next week, we got an episode. And then I'm away from June 8th to 19th. I'm going to Italy with me mom. But
In me mom's car,
vroom, vroom. But there's still going to be episodes coming out. We've got things scheduled and lined up real well. Evan, my roommate, is moving out on Kabir's birthday this coming Friday. We're shooting this on Monday. So a lot of change coming in our lives, but we've structured things podcast-wise to be all set up and good to go, so that in the midst of the chaos, you all are still getting some conversations to listen to. Anyways, that's it for us today. We will catch you on the flippity flip. We hope you all enjoyed. Like, comment, subscribe, follow on TikTok, Instagram, bada bing, bada boom. And we'll see you next week. Peace.